We appreciate the songs. This morning, I thought as they were singing that wall of prayer, that's a beautiful song. It's a wonderful song. Got a great meaning behind it. Back when they first come out with that song, I don't know why, but there's just a few songs every now and again that sort of sticks with me, and I wanted to know why she wrote that song. Doesn't mean anything more, doesn't mean anything less, but I just wondered why. I just thought, I said, well, I might not never get that answer. And every time I'd hear it, that's what come to me. I'd want to know why. I was riding down the road one day, and that song came on, and they was featuring the McCamies. And they was talking to them and what have you. And Peg come on, she said, I feel like sharing this with you. And she shared why she wrote that song. And I thought, it might not mean anything to anybody but me, but I wanted to hear that. I wanted to know why, and it'd do you good if you could find that and just listen to her tell why she wrote that song. It'll bless you. It really will. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Acts, the second chapter. Second chapter of the book of Acts. Appreciate the service thus far this morning. Appreciate again you being here today. Those of you looking on, and we just pray that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way and just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Second chapter, the book of Acts. We're going to start with the 37th verse. Acts 2 and 37. I do need your prayers. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this underward generation. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the second chapter of the book of Acts. Some wonderful scripture, and we know that this is very familiar scripture, or it ought to be familiar to most of us today. And that made mention here that they added 3,000 souls, and this was on the day of Pentecost. And this scripture tells us sort of the ending of that day or that time, and then it makes mention here, and this is the thought that we've got this morning, and you just pray for us for just a minute. And he said, and all that believed were together and had all things common. All that believed were together and had all things common. There's something that we need in our hearts and in our lives today. Brethren, if we believe, we ought to be together, and we ought to have all things common. There's you might say, well, preacher, I'm not like this, and then I'm not like that, and that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about that they believed, and they had all things common according to that God had given them. Now, brethren, every one of us will probably be different in a lot of different manners. But when it comes to the workings of the church and the workings of the kingdom of God, we ought to have all things common. There ought to be some a continuity between us, if I can say such a word. And brethren, there ought to be some unity amongst us, that we work together and have all things common. Most certainly should. Bible teaches us in that of when Christ was here that there was a man that wasn't able, my friend. He is a sick, my friend, that he had a situation that is bedfast. And brethren, they could no way could he get to God. No way could he get to Jesus. Bible said that four men got together, and brethren, they went and picked up his bed, and brethren, they carried him out to Jesus. Think about it just a minute. Brethren, these men had to be together. They had to have all things common amongst them. Brethren, it took four. It really did. It took four. Now I want you to know that when they got there, the Bible said that it was completely filled. They had no way to get him in. They went up on the housetop, they removed the covering, and they let him down. Why, preacher? Because they was together this morning. They had things common. Brethren, they let him down. The Bible says in the midst, and Christ looked up and he said, because of your faith, them four that was in common and together, because of your faith, he said, I'll make him whole today. Brethren, these things, and there's reasons that God works. And brethren, he works in unity. Yes, he does. He works in one mind, one accord. My friend, when we come together, when we get all things common, brethren, we'll see things happen. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Brethren, these folks today, my friend, that needs little bit more than a case of do-betters. You know that? They really do. They need something, thank God, that will bond. Something that'll bring us together like the Holy Ghost does. You let the Holy Ghost rule your life, my friend, you'll see some good in your neighbor. Yes, you will. You'll see some good in your brother and in your sister. It ain't all bad. It ain't all going downhill. Brethren, God still got a church. Thank God that's going up today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Having all things common. You say, preacher, there's too many of us to have things common. Not so. Not so. Hadn't you seen the church come together? Hadn't you seen, my friend, one body? One body. Many members, but one body. Thank God. It's a wonderful and a beautiful sight when we get together today. There ain't nothing like the church. There ain't nothing no more beautiful than the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, it was so beautiful that the angel told John, come up hither. Come up higher. Get up here. Hey, glory, go show you the bride. Glory to God. They ain't nothing no better than God's people to come together. Had all things common. All things common. Brethren, there's some things. I'm going to tell you something. Now you listen. Brethren, there's some of your moms and your dads, my friend, that know what it was to come together. Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be like a lot of folks, my friend, and just tell you that you ain't got nothing. Brethren, but I'll say this. You ain't using, thank God, what you got. Preacher, we don't know about that. Listen to me. Bible says that when Paul began to talk to Timothy, he said he was proud of him because of the faith that he had, which was also in his grandmother Eunice and his mother. He said, and I'm persuaded it's in you also. Woo! Ha! Woo! Ha! Glory to God! We'd be dead without it. Yes, we would. Common. Glory. Oh, glory to God. Preacher, what's wrong with you? I tell you, I like what I see. Yes, sir. How the Lord shows these things. You know that. And my friend, brethren, the world needs a light this morning. Yes, it does. Preacher, you need to get worked up. I'll slow down. These things, my friend, there's things that we need in common. Brethren, if we're one of God's, we've got some things. It ought not to be hard. Do you know that? It ought not to be hard to find something, brethren, that we're in common, that we're together on, that we can work with today. Ought not to be hard. Brethren, there's a group of people over there. I thought a lot of times, and I'll just be honest with you, I thought, brethren, they had went so far back they wasn't worth using. Yes, sir, and you get to reading about the time, my friend, that the walls was burnt down, broke down, gates was burnt up. Brethren, the Bible said that there some men went down, come from Jerusalem up, my friend, and they was talking to the king there, And there was a cupbearer by the name of Nehemiah. Yes, sir. Old Nehemiah, he heard the words that those men had told that of the king, and it saddened his heart. It saddened his heart. Now listen to me. You might be in a fix that you don't know no way out. But brethren, I believe if you'll just get a hold of God, He can send you some help today. Didn't they tell you help was on the way? Didn't you hear the song? Thank God, help's on the way! Woo! Glory to God! Thank God we all need a little help. Yes, we do. We all need a little help. I'll be honest with you, I just thought amongst myself when I'd read that, I thought, them folks, my friend, ain't worth using. They're living over there, and my friend, the walls broke down, and the gates burn up. The Bible says them old sellers, my friend, were just moving in and out, just at liberty, in and out. Do you know, my friend, that the gates of Jerusalem was shut on the Sabbath day? Yes, sir, there was no going in and coming out. No, sir, there was. No busy. Yes, sir. Now, friend, that's having all things common, folks. You ever read over there when they was in the wilderness? Brethren, when they went out grocery shopping, they brought home enough manna, my friend, for 2 days. 2 days. Yes, sir. Hadn't you ever read over there, my friend, at the end of 7 years, they let the land just lay waste? Did you know in that seventh year that it brought forth enough for the seventh year and for the eighth year? And for the ninth year. Glory to God! Let's get things together this morning. Listen. You say, preacher, it won't work that way today. No. It will, thank God. We just gonna have to come together. Yes, sir. Now I'll say it again. I didn't think them folks was worth shooting, just to be honest with you. I really didn't. I didn't think them folks had anything. Brethren, that was worthwhile. They had lived in a rubble. Just let everything come and go. Yes, I did. Children in intermarriage. Yes, sir. They couldn't even speak their own language. Go and read it. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, them people just sorry, wasn't they? Yeah, that's exactly what they was. They just sorry. Didn't have nothing, brother, that they could do in that shape. Preacher, you are not taught like that. Let me tell you what the Lord done. Yes, sir. He broke the heart of a little old cupbearer. Yes, sir. Nehemiah's home, my friend. The news that he got from home, it wasn't pleasant. Not to him. It saddened his heart. Yes, sir. And the day's coming that he stood before the king, my friend. One day the king asked him, he said, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on? There's something wrong with you. Then he began to tell him about the news from home. Brethren, it saddened the king's heart. Do you know that? It got a hold of the king. Brethren, we're living in a day we don't think God can get in high places. We don't think God can get in the office. Brethren, I got news for you. Let's get together. Let's see what God can do. Think about it. If you believe the Bible, you believe God puts them there anyway. Glory to God! And you say, preacher, not so. Listen to me. The king told Nehemiah, he said, I'm giving you these letters. He said, if anybody comes, brethren, giving you any trouble, he said, you'll show them these letters. Yes, sir. He said, you go home. He said, if there's anything you need, Nehemiah, thank God, just give it word to me and I'll give it to you. I don't know about you, but I still believe God can put meal in a barrel if he needs to. I do. Preacher, we're living way beyond that. I'll tell you, at the end of the day, a good portion of meal is all you need. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got to the place we think we need a lot of things. The fact of it is, we don't need none of it. Thank God, then, having food and raiment, be content this morning. Like me, dislike me. Preacher, where'd you get this message? Common. Common. Brethren, having all things common, they come together. Brethren, the Bible said that they met at the sanctuary every day. Broke bread in the house and prayed every day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nehemiah come into Jerusalem. Brethren, I don't know what he is expecting. He had heard the words, but I doubt that he had seen the scene. You know what I mean? He had really seen, brethren, how bad it really was. He gathered them together and he gathered all the elders together. He said, tonight, he said, we're going to go view the land. We're going to go view the destruction. We're going to go view the problem. We're going to go view and see just how bad it really is. I don't read in the scriptures where he, my friend, looked down upon them. I don't read, my friend, where he reproved them or rebuked them. Brethren, he took the elders with him. Just said, let's go look. And brethren, I want you to know they had been living there. They had been living amongst the rubble. I'm going to be honest with you. There's some folks in this world, my friend, that loves the rubble. Do you know that? They love discord. Yes, they do. They love these things that God hates today. Yes, they do. But listen to me. Brethren, after they viewed that, Nehemiah gathered them together and he said, do you not see, my friend, the shape we're in? Huh? Do you not see, my friend, how bad it really is? Brethren, they couldn't see because they had been living. It's like the same cliche, you can't see the woods for the forest. Huh? You hear me? Brethren, but I want to show you, I want you to know something. Brethren, that these 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, when they went there, they had no idea of what they needed, my friend. They had no idea. But when Peter got finished with them, and the Lord. Brethren, they needed to be saved. Yes, sir. And you know what? They didn't know what to do. That's where I started reading. They said, what then shall we do? What do you expect us to do? We got a hold of something. What are we gonna do with it? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. After that, brethren, they had all things common. Brethren, don't tell us we don't know how a saved person's supposed to act. Don't tell us. We know. Thank God we've got things in common. Yes, sir. There's some things. Did you know? Paul said over there, talking about what could separate him from the love of God. And he talked about shall peril and all these other things. And he said, nothing shall separate us. Brethren, when you become common, on common ground, we get together. Brethren, they ought not to be anything that can separate us today. Preacher, I ain't never heard that. One body. We look out across the congregation. I don't see 50, 60 people. Thank God I see one body. Yes, sir. Brethren, it might be we got a broke finger, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to mend it up. Glory to God, give it a few days. Brethren, it'll get better, my friend. Bible says that Nehemiah told them, began to explain to them what they was going to do. The scripture says, my friend, you know, they ain't a contractor in this world, they'll tell you. Brethren, any different. When it goes to building, they'd rather build from the ground. They'd rather start to where they had to get all new. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's 10 times harder. Yes, sir. 10 times harder. Brethren, to redo than it is to do. You mark that down. You mark that down. If you're away from God, you mark that down. Yes, sir. Brethren, they something about rebuilding. Yes, they are. I'll stop right there. Go on. Go on. Nehemiah told them, he said, we're going to take these stones, this rubble over here. Said, we're going to start taking it down stone by stone. We're going to clean it up. Yeah. Going to clean it up. Get all the mortar off of it. Brethren, we go build back the wall with the rubble today. That's what they done. I read in the scriptures, do you know why Nehemiah was so successful? The Lord, number one. Number one, the Lord. He depended on the Lord. He did. He depended on the Lord. I think sometimes that we think God can only work on them great big old things. Lord can only fix them big old things. I heard Brother A.J. Patterson preach one night. He was preaching on sitting by the wayside. I've told him, I know 10 or 20 times that message was for me, if it wasn't nobody else. Sitting by the wayside. Sitting by the wayside. You just had to been there. Glory to God! Glory to God! You know, sometimes people, they'll go on vacation, they'll do a lot of picture taking. They'll come back and they won't show you all them pictures. You know what I found out? It's better off being there. Glory to God!
Glory, hallelujah. Help, help my friend. Yes, it is. Though A.J. said one day, said his boss come by and told him he was work, he was maintenance, worked on machines. Told him he was going to have to go to Lafayette. Said they was having problems over there with a machine. There wasn't nobody get it working. And he asked him all about it. Asked him what kind of machine was it and all this stuff. He said, I left the plant. He said, I had no clue. He said, I had no clue, brethren, how to fix that machine. He said, I didn't know what I was going to run into. He said, he went over that way. He said, there's a little old road. I went off the side there. If I'm not mistaken, it went into a little old sawdust pit pile down there. Anyway, the Lord told him, said, just pull off here. Yeah, he was worried. He pulled off over there and he said he prayed to God how that the Lord would help him and show him how to fix that machine. You might say, preacher, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Well, you ought to hear him preach about it. Huh? Think about it. We think God don't know nothing. Preacher, he work on the machine if he needs to. I believe he can. AJ done passed. You'd probably dig him up out there and ask him. I guarantee you, he'd tell you. You know what he'd tell you? He'd tell you that the Lord helped him. Now, that ain't all the story. He got over there and he said, you know, he said, I done this and that and another. He said, that machine just Cadillac. Yeah. He said, I really don't know altogether what I done. He said, but brethren, we fixed it. With the Lord's help. He said, on the way back, he said he got closer and closer to where he pulled off. He said, I had to just pull off and got down there and thanked him. Glory to God! That's where we fail a lot of times. Just had to thank him. God will get in that little stuff if you'll let him. Old Mark Bishop, I think it is, sings a song, pray on the little days. Pray on the little days. If you ain't never heard it, it'd do you good to listen to it. Pray on the little days. Preacher, you mean God take care of them little things? God take care of you. Thank God if you'll let him today. I don't know about you. I don't know sometimes. It's simple things. Brother, that just tickles me to death. Just little things. Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Nehemiah. They was working on that wall and evidently they was making pretty good progress. Old Sanballat and Tobiah. They was men that was in charge around there. And they started ridiculing Nehemiah. Come down, Nehemiah. Let's talk. Come down. Do you know what happens to a lot of folks when they get off the wall? They get in trouble. They get in trouble. Yes, sir. He cried out and he said, should such a man as I flee? He said, it's not for me to come down. He said, I'm not going to hinder the Lord's work. Do you know what Nehemiah done to those people that I thought, well, they couldn't do nothing? He used every one of them. Glory to God! And he said that they had a willing mind to work today. They had a willing mind to work. Yeah. And they built back that wall. Did they not? And they put up those gates. Did they not? And they closed those gates on the Sabbath day. Why, preacher? Because they is together. Because they had things common. We see in the scriptures, I'm going to run on. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I don't know the situation of your heart. I don't know what you stand in need of. You may think this morning that the Lord just can't help you in this day and this hour. But I'm going to be honest with you. If we is in the shape that these people were at Jerusalem, and brethren, we is in the rubble that they had at Jerusalem, I believe with all my heart that God could help us build back the wall. Sometimes a wall of grace. Sometimes a wall of faith. Yeah. But brethren, that wasn't what she needed. Do you know that? That wasn't what she needed. I hope you can hear her testimony and why she wrote that song. Sometimes, we get in a position sometimes that we think we're the only one left. Yeah. Elijah, a man, brethren, called fire right down out of heaven. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. He called fire down more than one time. Actually, about four times. Yes, sir. About four times he did. For sure. But listen, a man that could call fire right down out of heaven, he found himself lonely and destitute. And thought nobody loved him. Yes, sir. Found himself under a tree. Yes, sir. Under a tree. You know what happened to him? He sat down. People get in trouble when they sit down. Yes, they do. You say, preacher, Elijah get in trouble? Yeah, he is in trouble. But you know what? The Lord was going to take care of him. Yes, sir. The Lord was going to deliver him. Yes, sir. It wasn't everybody that forgot about him or the Lord. He thought he was the only prophet left in the land. Didn't he? Didn't the Lord tell him, I've got 7,000 over there, never bowed a knee to Baal? Never! Never bowed a knee! I don't know where they was, but God had 7,000. Yeah. You get in trouble, my friend, I'll tell you something. If you're looking for help from somebody else, you ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. They ain't going to help you. And the truth of it is, if they help you, it won't be for just a little bit. You'll still be in trouble. But the Lord knowed Elijah. He did. And Elijah went down to a place down there in the cave, and he said a fire come by. He said the Lord wasn't in the fire. He said the earthquake. Lord wasn't in the earthquake. Huh? Said the wind blowed. Said the Lord wasn't in the wind. Said, here come a still small voice. Do you know what, my friend? Even in a crowded world, I don't care if you get out on the streets and everybody throning you on every side, if God gets to talking to you, it'll be just like when the woman touched the Lord. He can get you on a busy thoroughfare. Do you know that? He can get you in your busiest time. He can. He can get you in your lowest point to where you at least look up. Yes, he can. They sang a song that says, "Thank God when I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock." Huh? I don't know about you, but I ain't on no slippery rock. And these people talk about slipping, sliding, all everything else around on this rock. This rock won't slide with you. Huh? It won't do it. It won't move with you. Brethren, there's no other foundation than that of the Lord. I'll leave that like it is. There was a time that battle was going on. The Israelites was battling. And the Bible says that it's getting later on in the evening. And Moses, while Moses had held his hands up, brethren, they had won the war. It said in the evening his hands got heavy. Got heavy. And they began to lack down. And it said, after a while, here come Aaron and Hur. Yeah. And Aaron and Hur took and lifted up his hands. Yeah. And while these hands was lifted, they was winning the battle. Yeah. And after a while, theirs got weak. They put some rocks under him. Put some rocks, some stones under him, where his hands could stay upstretched that they might win the battle. Now listen. That would have never happened had they not had something common. Something common. Folks, it's going to take something common for me and you. From me and you. For me and you, from me and you. Brethren, it's going to take something common. There's things that's going on in this world that I don't like. I don't know about you. And I know that people says, well, I'm just one. I can't do nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just one that I happen to believe one makes a difference. Don't you? Just one. Did you know sometimes, my friend, it's like loading a truck. You can get everything on there, but you like one. It ain't going to fit. Huh? It ain't going to fit. It ain't going. It ain't going to make it. Well, preacher, I've been told, I don't have any time, it's got to go. You got to put it on there. I say, what you want me to do? Strap it to the cab? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I just tell them. I say, look, it's full. There's nowhere for it to go. Brethren, you might just be one that has to wait till the next trip. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. Listen to me. We got all things common. There was a runner one time, and he wanted to run. Just run. Cushy, I think, was his name. And old Cushy, he kept coming to the captain over there, and he said, no. He said, no, you ain't got nothing to tell. There's nothing to tell. What are you going? Then he come back over and he said, what'd you see? And he said, well, there's a big turmoil down there. He said, no, no. He said, you ain't got nothing to tell. And he waited around a little bit. And he come back and he said, can I run? He just wanted to run. And brethren, they let it. He said, run. Just run. You know that's all he done. Just run. When he got there, he had to wait. Because he had nothing to tell. A lot of folks want to run. They just ain't got nothing to tell. Think about it. Having all things common. Then here come one that saw what went on. And he is running. And they began. As they saw him, they said, so-and-so's coming. Said, it looks like he's got news. I don't know what he is doing, my friend. They told them he had news, but brother, he looked like he had something to tell. When he got there, the one that run just had to stand aside. He just stood aside, and then he began to tell about the battle and what was going on. Listen, this morning, I don't know about you. I don't know how it works with a lot of other folks, but I'm going to tell you, to the best of my knowledge, the Scripture said on this day, the day of Pentecost, that when they come together, they had all things common. Now listen, you ain't going to make it, my friend, if you're an imitation. Do you know that? Imitators don't make it. You get to reading in this next chapter. You know what they're doing at the end of this chapter? The Bible says they're selling all they had and distributing. Selling all they had and distributing. The next chapter I'll tell you about a man and a woman called Ananias and Sapphira. And they attempted, my friend, to elude Peter and the disciples. They did. They sold their land, and Ananias and Sapphira agreed together and said, we'll tell them this much. We'll tell them this. We'll hold this other back. Huh? We'll hold this other back. Did they have all things common? No, they didn't. Did they do what the others done? They attempted to do, but they didn't do. The outcome was not as good. The outcome was not as well. But brethren, what they done, the Bible says that great fear fell upon the church. Yes, sir. Great fear fell upon the church. And brethren, they acted as one while we stand. That's the message. Have you got all things common? Come get a verse if you would. Common.